It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. Let's update you on the key injuries for Week 13. Here we go. I'm Adam Azer with Heath Cummings. Welcome, everybody, to the show. All right, we got to revisit all of these running back situations. Michael Carter did not practice. Najee Harris did not practice. It's not a serious injury, but Jaylen Warren says he's going to play or expects to play. No Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, no Elijah Mitchell. And we know Josh Jacobs isn't going to practice much, if at all, this week. So revisiting those scenarios, Heath, what do you think about the Jets, Steelers, 49ers, Raiders, backfields? Who's the best guy to get right now?
Jaylen Warren's still the one I'd most like to have on a roster. Zonovan Knight's right there with him and the guy that currently I'd most like to start for this week. So I think those would be my top two waiver wire ads. I would view Knight as a borderline number two with who would turn into a flex if Carter plays. Warren as a flex, who'd be a low end flex if Najee plays.
So, little split opinion on our show, I guess, on Tuesday. Where do you stand on if Snell and Warren play? What's the split between the two?
I've got Snell projected for 15 carries, Warren for 8, Warren for 3 catches, Snell for 1, Warren at RB 30, Snell at RB 31.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Okay, Aaron Rodgers expects to play this week. Starter sit at the Bears.
High-end number two quarterback. I would start him over Tom Brady. That might be the only typical starter that I would start him over any streamer. But I'd rather start Trevor Lawrence. I'd rather start Cousins, Carr, Deshaun Watson.
Okay, Joe Mixon was expected to practice on Wednesday, so he is trending in the right direction. Raheem Mostert is expected to play. You're already facing probably the best run defense in football, so if you're Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert, both of them going back to their old stomping grounds in San Francisco, do you trust either guy in this game?
They'd be right in that Jaylen Warren, Benny Snell range around RB 30. Not guys that I want to start. Would definitely prefer Wilson. Wilson probably ahead of the Steelers. Mostert just behind him.
All right, Doug Peterson feels good about Travis Etienne playing this week, but that doesn't mean he's going to play. All indications have been that he will, but I'd like to see something a little bit more concrete than that. So just keep an eye on that at Detroit this week. And you can look at Jamichael Hasty. Probably we're doing this on Wednesday, so I don't know what his roster percentage will be on Thursday, but it shouldn't be all that high. Jamar Chase, he's preparing to play. Looks like he's going to play against the Chiefs. Where are you going to be ranking him? Because, he's not necessarily all systems go right now.
Yeah, right now he's a mid-range wide receiver two. If he's cleared as a full go, then he's probably a high-end wide receiver two. If we hear he's on a pitch count of some kind, he's probably in the Gabe Davis low-end number two range. But I have a really hard time imagining a situation where I'm going to sit Jamar Chase against the Chiefs if he's active.
David Njoku has a knee injury. It is a new knee injury. So should the Njoku managers be getting ready to hit the waiver wire?
I probably wouldn't make that big of an effort until he's ruled out, just because there's 83 tight ends who might score a touchdown this week and none of them are actually good. So what am I going to go waste a waiver priority on any of the guys outside of the top 8? Just wait and take whoever the best one left is.
All right, pick up Dallas Goedert. He could be back after 2 more games. He's 80% rostered. He's arguably the best stash that you could have right now. And I know it's 80%, but I picked him up a couple of weeks ago, so it is possible to get Dallas Goedert. Meanwhile, what do you think about Romeo Doubs and J.K. Dobbins being designated for return and how that would affect and Mike Boone, I suppose, as well, how that would infect the players who are healthy right now. Should the Christian Watson and Alan Lazard managers care about Dobbs? Should how much of a factor is Dobbins? How much is Boone?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that Dobbs could take away a deep target from Christian Watson here or there. Might make those guys a little bit more volatile, but I would still expect Lazard and Watson to be the top two guys and not a major impact. They'll be high-end number threes for the rest of the year, I'd expect. Dobbins is right there behind Goddard as one of the top stashes. I want him on my rosters. I want to make sure he's not available in any leagues that I'm in, because I do think if everything goes right, he could be a league winner week 15 through 17.
And not much, not much of an impact for Mike Boone.
Maybe he takes the pass. I mean, the only thing Mike Boone could do is make something worse. He's right. Not going to be someone you like. He could take passing downs away from Latavius Murray. I'm always skeptical when people talk about Mike Boone playing a significant role on offense, because he's never really done that in his entire career. Like maybe a game or two here, but that's just not who Mike Boone has been.
Okay. Thank you very much to Heath Cummings. I'm Adam Azer. Those are your injury updates. We will talk to you tomorrow after Thursday night football to get you ready for to recap the game and to get you ready for starts and sits for Fantasy Week 13. Talk to you then. See ya.